For more, head to the website footballineurope.co.uk.
But it was so impressive because not only are they currently the smallest team in La Liga, but when they were in the second division, they were the smallest team in that division too. They had the smallest budget. They'd only just won promotion from the third division. And their goal that season was to avoid relegation. And they only went and exceeded that by winning the whole division. So it's an absolutely tiny little town in the Basque Country in Spain. It's 27,000 people in the population. And the stadium's about the same size as the stadium of Fleetwood Town. So it's absolutely tiny.
So how did they do it? How did they earn promotion? Because even in La Liga, sure, what's the most money they've even spent on a player?
Yeah, well, the most money they've ever spent is 300,000. Yeah, they don't really spend very much money at all on players, so it's hard to know how they've managed to do it, because every year the squad gets a massive overhaul, partly because half the squad is only there on loan, and partly because all the best players get picked up by the likes of the teams at the top of the league. So it's hard to know how they've done it.
And can you tell us about their star striker, who's one of the top scorers right up there in La Liga with the likes of Messi? I think he might even have more league goals than Messi this season.
I think we're talking about Borja Bastón.
Yeah,
he's got 12 to his name. Yeah, well, he's on loan from Atletico Madrid. So unfortunately, he won't be around for next season. He'll be back at Madrid and quite possibly in the first team. He's got the same number of goals as Atletico's top scorer, Griezmann. So I'm pretty sure they'll want him back. There was even talk that they might try and end the loan deal early and take him back now. But yeah, he's 23. He debuted with the Atletico first team about 6 years ago, but he tore his ligament in the first 10 minutes or so of his debut, so it didn't go so well from then. He's been shipped out on loan the last few seasons, and now Eibar have managed to pick him up. And yeah, he's on fire. He's got 12 goals, which makes him the all-time top goal scorer for Eibar in the top division, which isn't hard because they've only been there 2 years.
So do you think, I mean, they're riding very high in the league. Do you think that they've almost secured safety? I know you probably don't want to curse it because you probably have an affection for them, but...
Well, that was sort of the feeling last season that, you know, they'd done so well in the first half that they were safe, and then they just absolutely collapsed in the second half. They've got 14 new players this year, so it's a completely different squad. There's only two of the players that were really involved in that last year that are still around, and they also know not to sell their best players just now in January. They did that last season. So this season, I think they'll know just to try and avoid any offers that come in, no matter how big they are, get to the end of the season and hopefully just, you know, make the work they've done so far stick.
And if someone from England, say, wanted to go over and experience a match day, where would they fly into? How would they get there? How would they go about it? And what can they expect from a match day at Eibar?
It's not the easiest place to find. The town's tucked away in the Basque Valleys, almost exactly between the two biggest cities of the Basque Country, Bilbao and San Sebastian. You would fly into Bilbao, which is probably the best place to find it, but Santander is also about an hour away, and sometimes they have cheaper flights from the UK. Not sure why, but they do. And then there's trains and buses going from Bilbao, and you know, it takes quite a while on the train. I think it stops off at every little town on the way. But it's quite, on a nice day, it's a fantastic scenery on the train ride. On a dark day, it's... The journalist Phil Ball describes it as heading towards Mordor, before the clouds over the hills and winding round in the dark. It can be quite quite daunting going into Eibar, but once you get there, you'll find a pub, you'll find some fans, and there's always a good atmosphere on game day.
And what is the story of your book that you've written about the club?
Yeah, so I followed their season last season, the first one in the division, and basically charted their season in the book, but also looked at the history of the club, the stadium of the club, the financial model that the president of the league is described as the model, the example, and also followed the fans and just kind of gave a brief history of the club, partly for all the new shareholders that were from English-speaking countries. And there's a lot of interest now after that share issue. If you want to know anything about Eibar, that's kind of your 101.
And what happens if they get in Europe? I mean, you talked about the problems with them establishing a place in the top flight due to their stadium and financial situation. What would happen should they, you know, claim a top six place in Spain?
With the stadium at the moment, the guidelines in La Liga are that they have to have a minimum 12,000-seater stadium, which is double what it is at the moment. They're working towards increasing the capacity bit by bit, not by much, but by a couple hundred here or there. Seems to be enough for the Spanish league, and I think that would be the same in Europe.